I'm Sean Fry here with another edition of the War Room here on KOKC this Monday morning, this lockdown, quarantine, coronavirus, COVID-19 world we are living in, and sports have taken a hit. Last week, we talked about a lot of things that were postponed, canceled all throughout the country. Keisha hadn't made a decision yet on high school athletics. The NJCAA hadn't made a decision on spring sports. That's all changed. It's all canceled. All spring sports and the remainder of any basketball championships at JUCO and the NCAA, they're all canceled. Keisha has made a decision to cancel all high school spring sports. And we are living in a world now where we are dealing with a global pandemic. I wrote in a column for the Parson Sun earlier last week that athletes around this country are facing a loss of identity. This is going to be a hard time for athletes and coaches everywhere to deal with such a dramatic shift in their normal everyday routines. And that's being felt all around the country, too, in every industry. And then I wrote as well that if we want our sports back, if we want our life to get back to normal, I'm encouraging and imploring every single person out there, please follow your local and your state and your federal CDC health department guidelines. Practice social distancing. Be mindful. Stay quarantined if you're directed to. Avoid as much social interaction as you can to mitigate the spread of this pandemic, which can be so deadly for people who are elderly, for people who have immune systems compromised. And we're even seeing new data coming out from the federal government that this can affect young, healthy people like myself, too. I'm 27, going to be 28 here in about a week, and it can be extremely dangerous for me. But now I want to bring on my guest. Her name is Dr. Jessica Ramsey. Not a doctor. We're going to scratch that. She is not a doctor, but it is Jessica Ramsey. And I'm going to have her introduce herself and her credentials. She's a mental health professional here in the county. But Ms. Ramsey, thank you for coming in today. We're easily 6 feet apart, so we are practicing social distancing very well here. But Ms. Ramsey, just tell the people here what your profession is to kind of give them a primer of what we're going to talk about today.
Thank you, Sean. Mm-hmm. Like you said, my name is Jessica Ramsey. I am employed at Labette Center for Mental Health. I've been there for about 14 or so years. I'm actually stationed out at Family Practice, out at the hospital in Parsons. My role there is a behaviorist, and I see patients, throughout the day that are having difficulty with a number of different things, all related to mental health. I don't have a set schedule, kind of depends on providers and who they think might benefit from my services.
Mm-hmm. So give me an idea of some of the issues day to day before this outbreak that you would deal with on a normal day to day basis with any sort of patient.
The normal day to day seems to go back to patients who come in who are experiencing anxiety, depression, weight gain. I see a lot of people dealing with grief and just kind of having issues maintaining a normalcy, which is really what we're struggling with right now, is what is our new normal.
Mm-hmm. And that's, that's what I wanted to talk to you about, Ms. Ramsey, is, it's such a weird time. And I'll admit, me personally, I'm someone who's dealt with mental health issues before. I've had depression, I've had anxiety, I've had, I've dealt with loss and grief and all of that before. And, I try not to hide that. I don't think, I'm sure you could go on and on about how mental health is stigmatized, and overcoming that gap in and of itself is something you're going to battle probably for the rest of your life in your profession. While I don't want to say there's any positives coming out of this pandemic, in terms of the sports world at least, I think athletes and coaches all across the spectrum, all the way from professionals, from LeBron James and his group with the Los Angeles mm-hmm. Lakers, all the way down to the Parsons middle school teams and everything in between, they're going to be dealing with the psychological effects of having these seasons canceled. And you're seeing a lot of local examples of that. You've got At LeBec Community College, I think this one is particularly the most gut-wrenching to me, and I don't want to take away from anybody else that lost their seasons. There's seniors at the high school level that are all across my area that are heavily impacted by this, and their loss is just as great. But the one that's most gut-wrenching to me is the LeBec Community College women's basketball team, which qualified for the national tournament. They won the conference this year, and they don't get to go play in the national tournament. That got canceled. And so Jessica, I'm curious as to, you look at these situations all across our area. What is, if someone came to you and said, "Hey, I'm really struggling with not going to get to go to the national tournament, or not going to continue my baseball or softball or track season, or even start it," if you were in high school, what is maybe a first piece of advice you would give to someone like that?
Well, there's a lot of things that come to my mind right now, and a lot of things that hopefully we'd get the chance to sit and talk about. But one of the most important things, I think, is to remember that we're all kind of in this thing together, and we're all trying to find what's the right thing to do, what's a good way to deal with things. And one of the main things, I think, would be to get on a good schedule, get on a good routine, make time to be active like you would have been if you're going to practices, if you're playing the games. That's probably the most important thing, is to be able to stay active, go outside, get some fresh air, mm-hmm. as long as we're allowed to, for the time being. But as far as I know, being outside is pretty okay.
As long as you're social distancing.
As long as you're practicing social distancing at all times. Another thing I would probably tell them is to reach out to someone they feel comfortable with, whether it's a teammate, the coach, anybody, whether it's on the phone or they're doing a lot of virtual things now. There's a lot of virtual chats going on, a lot of virtual videos that people are getting involved with that seem to be really helping people just kind of still be together, so to speak, without actually having to be together. Set goals for yourself for the day. Don't try your hardest not to get into a slump of staying in bed and letting the depression kind of set in, because that can take a bad turn real quick before you know it. And so the important thing, I think, is just make sure you're up, maintain a good schedule, get up in the morning, shower, eat like you normally would. While we know it's not the same, we also know that we're trying our best to get up and just be in the moment, just kind of go with the flow.
Yeah. I'm curious from the perspective of anybody who's dealing with the loss of sports, and I don't mean to weight that any heavier than the loss of anything else that we're dealing with as a society. Sports is just what the show is about, what I operate in under everyday life. From the perspective of anybody dealing with the loss of athletics, is exposure to it through this part of the therapeutic process, or would your advice be to avoid it? So like a lot, I play a lot of video games. I'm playing a lot of sports video games right now. I watched the whole Super Bowl two nights ago. Can that be therapeutic, or is that, go ahead.
I absolutely believe that can be therapeutic, and that's what a lot of people are doing, as long as you're not getting into a negative mindset about it while you're doing it. Like, this is the only reason I can do this right now. That kind of thing, that kind of negative thinking is not going to be healthy for you. So as long as you're, rewatching those with a positive attitude and are able to enjoy it, that's completely fine, in my opinion. Mm-hmm.
And that all makes sense. Jessica, we're going to go to a quick break here on the War Room. We've got about two more segments to get through, but when we come back, more of Jessica Ramsey, behavior therapist here in LeBec County. Don't go anywhere here on the War Room. We'll be right back. We're back here on the War Room. I'm your host, Sean Fry, here on KOKC this Monday morning, and I'm joined by Jessica Ramsey, a behavior therapist here in LeBec County. Jessica, we've been talking about how athletes and coaches and reporters and everybody associated with athletics who's dealing with the loss of their seasons and now are kind of stuck at home can deal with this from a mental health perspective. I think another perspective we got to deal with is how you, in a little deeper, is how you deal with quarantine life and how you deal with this massive overload of information you're going to take in from the TV you're binge watching and the social media and the internet you're going to be addicted to now. You know, we talked a little bit off air about the effects of social media. There's so much out there with regards to this pandemic, and there can be so much false misinformation out there. Fake news is the buzzword there. From your perspective, how do you your advice to me off air was stay off social media. I feel like that's a little impossible.
It is, I know.
But what is your advice for some healthy social media habits with particular regards to digesting information about coronavirus?
Well, first, I would really encourage people to stop sharing the misinformation. Make sure your information is correct. It can come from cdc.gov. It can come from the WHO or the World Health Organization. Other than that, friends of friends of friends sharing different memes and letters and you know, I got this from my uncle who's in the FBI and a friend of the governor. I mean, this is crazy. So just know who your sources are coming from. Mm-hmm. I know I said just stay off social media. I know that's pretty much impossible. I know that. But just overexposure, we were talking about that a second ago. Overexposure is a real thing, and it can be hurtful. It can be harmful. So if you see something that's not from a legitimate source, just try your best to keep scrolling. Just scroll and go to the actual websites that are going to give you the correct information.
And nothing makes me... The misinformation, obviously, is frustrating to me. Without sounding sanctimonious, I know how to cipher through all that and tune that out. What I have trouble tuning out with myself is when I'll see comments or replies to something I post or just something somebody else posts. I'll just be browsing some friends post about something and they'll say, people are overreacting to this, to this pandemic. I want to scream at that person. Like I want to physically fight them at times, and maybe that's not the healthiest response. I don't go and seek them out and try to fight them. That's just a
maybe
instinct.
We should talk after this.
but it's just so aggravating to me because, like I said at the top of the show, my mindset is if we want life to get back to normal, if we want to mitigate the spread of this COVID-19, if we want to get our sports back, if we want to enjoy social gatherings again, we have got to follow these guidelines. How do you see people just, I mean, I'm not saying give me the roadmap to convince those people, but how do you try and get people to come around and understand the significance of what we're facing right now?
Just be an example. Stay at home. I mean, don't, if someone invites you to come over or go to a bar, which should be closing, I mean, I think a lot of things are closed down or just curbside or to-go stuff, but, you know, you don't have to go do those things, you know, and remind them, hey, we're supposed to be social distancing right now. We're not supposed to be out and about touching all these things because we don't know where they've been. They don't know where you have been. We don't know each other's germs. We just don't know. We have no idea. And so just being mindful and telling your friends, telling your even coworkers that want to go out and do something at the end of the day. I mean, it's a no. It's a no.
Now, and tell me if I'm wrong. If there's just two or three people at a house together and you guys are just enjoying a drink, that's fine for now.
I would say it should be the same three people, though.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be three people tonight and three different people the next night and then three. I mean, you just...
All you did was break the rule of 10 over time.
Exactly. So even if you, you know, pick a family, pick just a few people that you know you're going to be around and these are your people.
Yeah.
Stick to that.
You know, there was I don't mean to abruptly shift here, but I mean, it's, you know, with regards to staying home and staying quarantined and all that stuff, there was there's something that was on the back of my mind dealing with all of this is there's a young athlete who attends high school in my coverage area that reaches out to me every now and then just for advice on life. And, you know, this person obviously is dealing with the same adjustment to social norms that we're dealing with right now. But they've also been dealing with depression and anxiety as a young person in high school for the past year or so of their life. And I'm curious as to how you can speak on how this may compound issues with people who already have mental health concerns and are battling mental health coming into this, how you let this from spiraling out of control, because this is certainly a very... It can be a dangerous set of circumstances mm-hmm. for people who already came in handicapped.
Yeah. I really hope that those people are reaching out mm-hmm. for help. I really do, because the added stress of everything that's going on right now for someone who's already experiencing depression and anxiety can be just horrific. And you know, it's easy for us as mental health professionals or counselors or therapists or whatever to kind of pick out those people and know that they need an extra phone call or an extra talk or an extra something. But also, we can't read minds either. So
yeah.
we need people reaching out. And if you are one of those people experiencing that, please call us. Please reach out. It doesn't have to be to a professional. I mean, to a friend, to a family member, to anybody. And just let them know. Make them aware that you're really, really struggling and could use an extra person to talk to.
One thing I wrote in the Parsons Sun, and I've tweeted it out a couple times, and you know, I think it's okay. Not necessarily okay, but how we feel should be felt. Like, I don't think we should be afraid of positive or negative emotions that we're experiencing as a result of all of this. But that doesn't mean they don't have to be dealt with either responsibly and in a healthy manner. Am I accurate in saying that, or am I giving out bad advice there?
No, I don't think that's bad advice. I mean, that can go for anybody. Mm-hmm. Really, I mean,
it's okay that all the athletes are very hurt by the loss of their seasons. I mean, I can imagine that basically every single athlete at Labette Community College, Parsons High School, Labette County High School, every school I cover, to a degree, I bet you the majority cried with the loss of their season.
Yeah. They absolutely did lose a part of their identity. They really, really did.
Mm-hmm.
And it is heartbreaking. I mean, not even at that level, but even at middle school level,
mm-hmm.
like my daughter, I mean, she was looking forward to track this year. It's one of the only things that she really wants to do.
What events does she do?
Last year was her first year to do it. She did the discus. And she got in on a relay, and she did, I think that was all she did. But she loved it and was looking forward to this year to doing a couple more things.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really disappointing. And my stepson, who's a senior in Gardner, you know, he was going to do track.
Yeah.
And so we don't know what that would have even looked like this year. So
for sure. Jessica, we're going to go to one more quick break.
Okay.
We have about 5-6 more minutes to do. But when we come back, more of the War Room here on KLKC with Jessica Ramsey, behavior therapist and mental health professional here in Labette County. Don't go anywhere. And we're back here on the War Room here on this Monday morning here on KLKC. I'm your host, Sean Fry. I'm joined by behavior therapist Jessica Ramsey. Jessica, you were just talking about your family a little bit, how your kids were missing out on the track season a little bit. I know your husband, Mike, is a big baseball coach. He really gets into the Babe Ruth baseball season. I love interacting with him in the spring and summer. But I think that highlights some of the issues that a lot of families are dealing with in this community and around the country, is that, you know, kids who are going to have maybe just a spring break but be outside a lot, now entire families are stuck at home
mm-hmm.
for days and weeks on end with no light at the end of this tunnel. And that can put a lot of added stress on a family. And I'm sure it puts added stress on your family as well. Just because you're a mental health professional doesn't mean, oh, you guys are doing fine.
Yeah.
What are some of the strategies that you would advise these families, you know, both for the kids and the adults? And I'm sure these strategies are ones that you're trying to employ in your own life.
Mm-hmm. So some of the things that we've been doing at home, we're trying to figure out some projects outside and inside the house. We painted my daughter's room over the weekend. Not completely done with it, but that was something that we've talked about doing. So I don't want to call it perfect timing or anything, but it just kind of, that's what we did. I got Mike outside digging for a pool that I hope we get to enjoy at some point. But, you know, taking it back old school, I guess, board games, Uno, you know, card games around the table, those kinds of things. Just, you can, I mean, it's still allowed to, you can be outside, go outside, take a walk, take your dog for a walk. All these things are so important. You need to be outside. You need to be getting fresh air.
Yeah.
You've got to do those things.
That was the itch I got last Thursday. Last Thursday night, I came home from work and I realized, outside of driving to and from the office, I hadn't been outside in like 2 days. And with spring sports is when I spend the most time outside. Every season kind of has its own niches that I like. Basketball is my first love. But what I love most about spring sports is, you know, while football and volleyball and basketball, I'm on the sidelines taking pictures. I'm just kind of on the outside. Baseball, softball, track, I'm, you know, at the meet talking to the coaches as the kid's doing the high jump. Or I'm in the dugout listening and talking with the coaches and players while the game's going on. And, you know, I'm really missing that aspect and, you know, just being outside. And so I was talking with a friend. I was like, I just need to get outside. Like, let's go play catch or do something. Like, I'm going to go buy a basketball at Walmart today, and just so I can go shoot around on an outdoor hoop and do something. I'm going to turn that into a daily routine.
You have to come up with things to do.
Yeah. Jessica, we're wrapping up here, but, you know, I wanted to, for listeners who didn't hear the top of the show or just need a reminder, I think a lot of this is we just say it over and over and over again and make sure people understand what are some of these strategies and what are your biggest points of emphasis for people who are dealing with, for athletes and coaches who are dealing with the loss of their seasons and everybody in this world who's dealing with the loss of their daily routine and having to adjust to that through all of this.
I absolutely want to reiterate, you know, maintaining a schedule, get a routine, you know, schedule time in there to be active, to shoot some hoops, to just to be outside and get the fresh air. Eat healthy. Try your hardest not to sit around and eat potato chips on the couch all day and junk food and that kind of stuff. Set goals for yourself, small ones, even if it's you're going to exercise or work out, be more physically active for 30 minutes every couple of days or something like that. You know, a good thing, and we haven't talked about this, but, you know, being mindful, using some mindfulness in your everyday routine, make that a part of your routine. You can do it for 5 minutes or you can do it for 30 minutes. It doesn't really...
What do you mean by being mindful?
Well, mindfulness is just, it's just the being in the here and now.
Yeah.
Focusing on your breathing, focusing on just everything that's going on right now.
There we go. And you know, we talked about a little bit about social media. I think technology can be a tool in all of this too. Obviously, you know, you can get addicted to anything. I'm not saying sit around and play video games all day. Video games can be healthy, though, because there is interaction. You know, I play them a lot because I play with my friends. That's a development in society I like. It used to be if you were near 30 years old and you played video games, you were seen as a loser in this world. Well, now all my 28, 29-year-old friends and us, we play video games online, and it's still a way for me to interact with people. What are some of the ways you see technology playing away through all this?
I've seen a really good outcome with people starting the virtual groups. Even last night, I joined in on a virtual a virtual outing, I guess, if that's what you want to call it. There were probably 50 or 60 people in that group, and it was pretty cool. And we just post certain, you know, different things that were going on through the night. And that was a really cool thing to do. I mean, it just kind of let everybody know that, hey, we're here, this is what we're doing. Just kind of keeping up with each other. You know, FaceTime, that's been amazing. I got to FaceTime with my sister, who actually lives in Johnson County. I know.
Don't go see her, please.
I know. I was supposed to be there last week, and I'm so glad I made that choice to not go. But FaceTiming her and my nephews, I mean, FaceTime, hopefully if you have access to it, use it. It's wonderful. But back on the what you can do, you know, back to setting goals for yourself, make sure you have your routine, eat healthy, engage in a group chat, reach out to somebody if you're struggling and need mm-hmm. something. Like I said, it doesn't have to be a professional. It can be your friend. It can be your mom, your dad, your aunt, your uncle, just whoever.
Yeah.
Pick someone.
Well, I think that'll do it for us here on the War Room today. Jessica, any final thoughts on anything we didn't touch on?
I just wanted to let you know there's several apps that you can go to. One of my favorites that I use pretty much every day is called Calm, and it just basically goes over some breathing and makes you think about different things that are going on throughout the day. And then there's another one that's called Mindfulness Meditation, and it's just a real quick thing that you can do anywhere you're at. It doesn't have to be loud or out in the open or anything. You can just close your eye wherever you're at. You don't have to close your eyes. But that's a really good one too. Mindfulness and Calm. There's also hashtag mindful is a really good one also.
Perfect. That Jessica Ramsey, thank you so much for coming in today. I know I apologize for any of my thoughts or statements. Obviously, I'm not the mental health professional. That's why I wanted to bring you on, is I wanted the right perspective for local athletes, local coaches, local reporters like myself. I'll fully admit this has been hard on me as well. And so this is just as much a therapy session that you can bill me for later as it was a radio interview. But
I did want to say, I mean, no one is going to grieve this loss for, you know, the athletics and this kind of stuff that's going on the same. Everyone is going to grieve differently. Everyone's mm-hmm. going to want and need different things. And so that's an important thing to remember, too.
For sure. Again, thank you so much for coming on and giving us your perspective. I think it's so valuable. That's going to do it here on the War Room this Monday morning. I'm your host, Sean Fry. Thank you, Jessica Ramsey, for coming on. This has been a very illuminating, enlightening conversation. I hope everybody's doing well out there. Please practice social distancing. Please avoid anybody with symptoms. If you have symptoms, reach out to your doctor or your health professional and get the right advice. Stay quarantined. Don't travel to Johnson County if you're from LeBec County. Avoid your sister at all costs. You know, this has been that's how we get our sports back. That's how we get our life back. I want my sports back. I want to be covering football and volleyball in the fall. So please let me do that and practice social distancing. Thank you, Jessica Rams, for coming on. And that'll do it this morning. Everybody, God bless.